Nick, what's the excitement level like in this room here as you have your final practice today and getting on the plane for Nashville in Game 7?
Extremely exciting. You know, this is what we've worked on for the last couple of years, and Game 7 is always exciting, so it's going to be fun.
What have you liked about the games you guys have played in that building this year?
We stick with our game. We stick with our game plan. Everybody sticks together. It's how we need to play. We need to play our game. We need to play the way we have the whole year. And when we can do that, we win games. So this team is great. Everybody knows that we can do it in here. And we're ready for it.
Obviously, in the playoffs, team goals, team accomplishment takes precedence. But are you frustrated at how difficult it's been maybe to produce offense? And where do you feel you're at? Do you feel like there's a breakthrough maybe coming?
Personally?
Yeah.
We've scored enough goals. I'm working out there every single day to get better. And that doesn't mean that I need to. I only get better by scoring 5 goals in the next 4 games. This goal has been scoring enough. I'm trying as hard as I can to help this team win. And if it comes, it comes.
Dick, what do you do when you aren't scoring? You know, that's something that you obviously like to do. But what can you do away from the puck or even on the puck to help the team? Maybe it's not going in off the puck.
Do everything else right. Skate, play simple, play fast, play good defensively. You know, everything. Play our game plan. That's something that, you know, when it's not going in for you or something, you know, you can still play great games. But as a team, I think we've played some really good hockey. And tomorrow we got to do that again.
You had to learn that kind of mentally, knowing that, you know, if you aren't scoring, there's still beneficial things you can do away from the net.
Yeah. I mean, it's all part of, you know, the NHL. You can't, you know, even the every player in here goes through a slump. I'm not calling this a slump, but everybody goes through a phase where you're not scoring, and that doesn't mean you're a bad player. It just means that they're not going in for you right now, but you can still help this team win, and that's what I'm trying to do.
You bounced around a few different lines these last few games as well. Is there a benefit to that, or does that make it maybe a little tougher because you're not with the same faces all the time?
It's not all about me. You know, coach puts me in where he thinks I can do, where I can play at my best, with or without scoring. And I go in, I play with every single one of these guys throughout the last 3 years. So it doesn't do anything to me. I'm going out there playing the way that I know I can and try to help this team win. And that's on the first or the third or the fourth or the second line, I don't care.
Do you have a lot of experience in sort of winner-take-all games, just in your junior career or your international career? Have you played many of these types of games where one team goes on and one doesn't?
In Halifax, and my pro year in Switzerland, those are kind of the biggest games that I've played. Felt good in them. I mean, it's in the NHL playoffs, the Game 7. Going out there, playing the way I know I can, do my best and skate as much as I can. So we all know what needs to be done, and we're ready.